Well, they had, there was a lady that her husband was a dentist, and she was worked on the Red Cross. Well, at Tyler Place, they had a sewing room. Well, Mr. Haynes had to go there. He was hired by the government due to the fact that he was deferred from the Army. He had to go there and keep up their machines. He had to go to Fort McClellan and keep up their machines. He worked at Bynum from 3 o'clock till 11 at night, checking. He was a checker. And that left me to this lady that her husband was a dentist that was in charge of the Red Cross. She asked me if I would work buttonholes in garments for soldiers, that wounded soldiers in the hospital. Well, she would bring boxes this big, packed full, and I worked buttonholes, and buttonholes. And I didn't sew on any buttons, but I made the holes for them. And I didn't charge them anything due to the fact that my husband was deferred and he didn't have to go, and a lot of them did. So that was my gift to the, you know, soldiers, to help out with the, you know, with it. They was in the hospitals and they had to have them little jackets and they had to have buttonholes, and there was a bunch of ladies that made these things that worked at Tyler Place up on where the hospital is now.
Where Stringfellow or Anniston?
Anniston.
Anniston Memorial?
Yeah.
Northeast Alabama Regional Medical Center, huh? That used to be where it was at?
And so we lived, we had to move our things out of that house up there for that woman to come. She bought the house. Somebody was moving in on her, and she was moving in on us. And we had to go somewhere and move somewhere.
Uh-huh.
And Mr. Haynes had rented this place that the store's in today.
Downtown.
Right down there where it is today. Well, we moved our furniture in there. And there was some shelves that went to the ceiling where people had used that for a cafe.
Uh-huh.
And it closed. Well, we fixed it around for the sewing machine part. Then we put up our beds back there, and we lived right there till we found a place to move.
So they lived in the back of the shop?
Uh-huh.
In the back of the store right today.
Had to make do for a while, didn't you?
We didn't have to stay there but a little while till we moved over on across the street from where at 4:30. And we rented Sudie King's house over there, moved from the store over there. Then when the war was over, before the war, we bought a lot of lots at Bynum, and we was going to build us a home down there. And when they began, there was a lot of black people that lived in the Bynum area.
Mm-hmm.
Well, they had to move out. Well, they come and built on the lots that was there, you know. And they'd buy those lots and build them a house because they had to move out from down there.
Now, why did they make a move? Because of the war?
Well, it's where the it's still open. It's, what is it now? It's still open
the
down.
Depot?
It's Bynum, you know.
Oh, is it over there in the restricted part now? Is that where
it's
at?
Yeah, it's still open.
Yeah. Uh-huh. And they
you
haven't
know,
just moved, huh? The government took all that over?
Yeah, they bought it up from the colored people.
Uh-huh.
And
well, so you sewed on buttonholes for garments? That was one thing you did to help out.
Yeah, I made buttonholes, and then the singer come back after the war, and they hired a lady to work buttonholes for them, and she charged them.
I guess you figured her effort was going to have pay, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Well, let me ask you, during the war, you was talking about the food stamps and all, how did they go about, you know, rationing those to you and all, or giving them out? What did you have to do?
Well, Mr. Haynes had to go to Fort McClellan, Tyler Place, and the government sent him a check for $10 a month.
And that was all?
That was all.
How would you go about getting your rationing stamps and all?
You had to buy them, those green stamps.
Uh-huh.
And you know, Bannisters out here, they put up a meat place out there, you know, where you can get meat.
Yes, ma'am.
And then there's several other places, you know, out at Weaver.
Mm-hmm. Thanks.
Between the highway and Weaver, there's a meat place out there.
Mm-hmm.
And it's still there.
Is that Thanks? Out there by the lake?
Yeah.
Okay, let's see. Do you remember then some of your friends or some ladies you know, did some of them go to work in workplaces that used to stay at home before the war? Did some of them get involved in industry when the government started, you know, going into industry of war materials? Do you remember some ladies that went to work that had never worked before?
No, I don't.
You can't think of any ladies that, or maybe their husbands went off to war and they had to kind of keep things going on the home front? Did any of them have to go and work their husband's jobs that you can remember?
Oh, there was a lot of people, but I can't remember their names.
But you remember it going on, don't you? What was the kind of mood? Do you remember the mood of the public, like with all these changes? Do you remember how some people felt about women going into the workplace?
Well, it was just something that had to be done.
And everyone just did what they had to do.
And they was, you know, people were willing to do their part.
Uh-huh. All right, well, you talked about when the war was over. Now, when it was over and men started coming home, do you remember about some of the women giving up jobs? It was expected of them to give those jobs back to the men? And do you remember discussion about that?
They didn't. Many of them, they learned that they could work. Women learned they could work out, and they did.
Oh, so they wanted to hold on to those jobs after that. They didn't want to go back to the home, did they?
No.
Hmm. Uh-huh. So things did change for women after that, didn't
they? Yes, sir. It sure did. It put women in the work.
In the workplace, did it?
Yes, sir.
And out of the home. Well, what about a lot of women whose husbands didn't come home? Some of them, I guess, probably had to stay in the work field, didn't they?
Yeah, because their husbands was maybe in the hospital or physically not fit to work.
Uh-huh. Well, you have been so sweet. Is there anything else you'd like to tell us this morning? Share with us?
Any other memories of the wars or things that you can remember?
What about sugar? Was it hard to get sugar or nylons or things like that?
That don't...
Does that not ring a bell?
No, it don't ring a bell.
That was unimportant at the time, wasn't it?
Oh, yeah.
So you can't remember any kind of foods or any kind of materials that were hard to get during the war?
Yeah, there was a lot of things that you couldn't do. You just had to make do with what you had.
Yeah. Well, can you think of anything else? Any other memories?
Let's see.
Well,
What did the women do with their children whenever they had to go to work? What did they do about their children that they had to leave at home that were little?
Grandma had to keep them. No. You know, there wasn't no little children, places for children then.
Mm-hmm.
Grandma had to take care of them. Or if they didn't have a grandma or aunt or uncle or some relative would come and get them.
Uh-huh. Everyone just had to pitch together and do what they had to do, didn't they?
Just, you see, when we had to live down there, we had to make do what we had.
Uh-huh. Well, you're a tough old bird. You've seen a lot of things come and go, haven't you?
Yeah, goodness.
Well, right after the war, did you notice, like, when you came out of the Depression, you know, and then this war started and the industry started picking up? You remember the change when the women did stay in the workplace and how people started to prosper more and things changed?
Yeah.
It was a big difference, huh, after coming out of that. You feel like that might have influenced women's decisions to stay in the workplace after doing without so long and then...
Yeah, I think so.
For a change, they had more, huh? That might have influenced their decisions to stay?
It was that or nothing.
Mm-hmm.
So they, let me see if I get them out.
What you going to get?
Get me a sip or something.
Yeah, I was going to ask you. It's still going.